Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for playing along with us today, for being part of our day. We got our good friend Jack Ulrich back on the show. Jack is one of the top futurists of our time. He's the author of Foresight 2020, a futurist explores the trends transforming tomorrow. Jumpthecurve.net, right, Jack? That's your website?
No, that's correct.
And the new book, 2020 Foresight, is available wherever books are sold. Is that right?
Correct.
Already out. So, folks, check that out. Thank you for my copy, Jack. In the book, folks, Jack takes a look at the macro issues and delves into some of the micro elements of those macro issues of our lives and how those things are going to be changing over the next 10 or 20 years. And as we talked earlier, Jack, some of the things that we see coming at us, it's exciting to see these things. But at the same time, everything that changes for the better creates a disruption in its path. And those are things that some people convert, instead of seeing the positives, the first thing they see is the disruption, and that's fearful, isn't it?
That is. And you and I were talking about this earlier. What's driving it is the really big change today is that the rate of change itself has accelerated.
The velocity of change.
You know, our parents, our grandparents, and our great-grandparents, when change was slow, you know what we called change? We called it progress.
Right.
But today, that change is so fast, and it's, you know, changing so many businesses, and people are having to unlearn old skills and relearn new, that it's very uncomfortable. But from my perspective, the world is going to continue to get better. We're going to get better health care. We're going to get better education. There's going to be cheap, clean, sustainable
energy. But not without disruptions, without some bloodshed. There's going to be some old paradigms that are going to get left in the wake, aren't they?
That's right. And people naturally focus on what is going away, and that's why we're becoming more fearful. But I think that there are so many exciting opportunities that, when you are feeling fearful, to just step back and sort of take a deep breath and then just recognize how many new opportunities are going to be emerging. And I think if you read my book, you'll see there are extraordinary opportunities in virtually every field. And with a little foresight, you can begin preparing yourself to harness those opportunities. And that's why I'm optimistic, and I think that more people should be. Don't try and cling too tightly to what you have, because it is going to go away.
You know, Jack, the way I've been for the last several years, since I've been contemplating this velocity of change that we're talking about, and all the anxiety it creates, what I've been trying to help my audience with, small business owners with, is the understanding that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Just because if you're making donuts, people are going to be eating donuts 20 years from now, but they might not be taking delivery of them the same way. They might not be using them the same way. They may be eating them a different time of the day. Who knows? But just, you know, metaphorically speaking, what you do may not become, you know, disrupted, but how you do it might be. What do you think?
Well, let me give you a perfect example of this. So Daimler, the automobile manufacturers, looked out to the future, and you know what they've discovered?
Mercedes, right.
Young people are less and less interested in owning automobiles. They don't want to deal with the cost, parking insurance, all of that. And now with their smartphones and social networks, they can find rides in many cases.
Mm-hmm.
So Daimler said, oh my gosh, our future customers going away, what do we do? Here's what they've done. They no longer call themselves a car company. They call themselves a mobility provider.
Right.
And in a few cities around the world, they're making their cars available, because they've said, if young people aren't going to buy our cars, we at least want them driving in our cars when they need one. And so they're essentially competing with Zipcar and others to rent their cars in increments of 15 minutes or less. That, to me, is the epitome
of... That's a perfect example of not falling in love with what you do.
Yep.
With how you do it, I mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And see, the classic example was the railroads, right? They almost lost their industry when they thought they were in the railroad business, not realizing they were in the transportation business.
Precisely.
100 and something years ago. Jack, it's been fascinating. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Congratulations on the new book. And come back again. Let's get into some of these other elements of your book.
Jim, I would love to, and thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Jack Oldrick, ladies and gentlemen, one of the top futurists of our time. I encourage you to check it out. Jumpthecurve.net is his website. You have fascinating things that you'll find there. And then, of course, his new book, Foresight 2020, A Futurist Explores the Trends Transforming Tomorrow, co-authored with Simon Anderson. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.